The future of the Allura Business Improvement Association, or BIA, was in question at Monday's Center Wellington Council meeting. Kathy Daltrey was one of several delegates in support of the BIA that currently is only permitted 4 board members. The most recent board had 6 members, as well as member of council Kim Jefferson. In the end, council voted to dissolve the board and form a new interim board comprised of township staff. That decision came much to the dismay of the delegates, who claim it is a misuse of taxpayer dollars and that the board has been working hard to be more transparent. In her delegation, Daltrey said the appointments of additional members didn't go unnoticed by council.
The record is clear. Council has appointed more than 3 business members to the Allura BIA for well over a decade. This isn't an anomaly. It's custom and convention. These were formal appointments by council, signed by the mayor and clerk. This board was not self-installed. It was appointed, approved, and operating in line with past practice.
Allura BIA Chair Erica Montero also addressed council. She says this move has political roots and is targeting a group doing their best to help the community.
This is not just an administrative reset. It's a political move to silence a squeaky wheel and a board that believes in transparency, sustainability, a local voice, and protecting the soul of this community. And that should concern every resident, taxpayer, business owner, and elected official here today. I'm not here to tell you how to vote. I'm here to ask, do we really value community-driven boards, or do we only tolerate them when they stay quiet?
Kathy Bastian, a member of the executive board, says while the Allura BIA is being questioned due to having too many members, it's not the same reception for a BIA just minutes down the road.
The Fergus BIA, facing the exact same compliance issue, is being met with offers of support and partnership. The double standard is striking and it sends a troubling message. That support is conditional, not on performance, but on compliance with politics. That kind of inequity erodes faith in our local government and makes it harder for anyone to step up and volunteer in the future.
The interim board will look to work in collaboration with the BIA on a new bylaw. CAO Dan Wilson addressed this, as well as the fact that this isn't necessarily the end for current members when he spoke to council.
There is nothing precluding the current board members and putting their names forward and seeking re-election. Staff would immediately work with the newly appointed Board of Management to update Bylaw 3073-1992 to comply with the current Municipal Act 2001. It would be an opportunity to review any other governance documents and or procedures for the Allura BIA at that time as well.
While the move was dubbed by delegates an alarming attempt to reverse long-standing precedent and replace a local board of unpaid volunteers with highly paid township staff, council made the move to disband the BIA for the short term. In a recorded vote, only councillors Jennifer Adams and Bronwyn Wilton voted against the idea of the short-term board. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.